Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 14th and 15th, and we're encroaching on St. Patrick's Day, mid-March already. We had a little warm weather for a while, the first week in March, and the weather keeps going back and forth. Last week's show was fascinating because we talked with Pawn about Starry Starry Night, which is the fundraiser, the major fundraiser for City Year New Hampshire. And that event will be, by the way, Starry Starry Night will be on Saturday, March 28th. And we're honoring a number of people, including Senator Judd Gregg and Kathy Gregg, Superintendent Dr. Deborah Livingston, Senator Jean Shaheen. And basically, in case people don't know, and Pawn did a great way of explaining it. City Year really is all about mentoring, and we've really emphasized the grade schools in the city of Manchester. And what we've learned is that if younger students have mentors that they look up to, they'll stay in school. And if you can get them at a younger age, they'll be really successful in high school and if they want to go on to college as well. So the program is great. Unfortunately, it also needs to raise money to stay in existence. So I'm hoping that if you haven't already contacted City Year, you will at cityyear.org and purchase some tickets. Again, that'll be Saturday, March 28th, and it's at the Wentworth by the Sea. Beautiful hotel. The great thing, too, is there's always a bridge under repair if you go in that neighborhood, so you'll always head there in a different way and eventually get there, of course. So it's a lot of fun, and you know I'll be there. So that was last week's show. As everybody knows, in my spare time after I complete the work of the State Board of Education, I'm also the CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, and I have great colleagues, and that allows me to get out in the community. So one of my great colleagues, of course, is the world famous, not just in his own mind, but also in my industry, Dr. Shannon Mills, who lives right here in Concord and has worked for us for a decade, and he is really candidly pretty well known nationally and even internationally as an oral health scientist. So, Dr. Mills, thank you for joining me on March 14th and 15th. And I'm assuming you still love living in Concord, right?
I adore Concord.
Perfect.
Snow notwithstanding, that's wearing a bit thin. It's worn a bit thin.
Yeah, but remember, if you were living in Boston, my kids were. I have two kids that live in Boston, and they were telling me that even like some of the sidewalks, you have to go single file, and if someone's walking like really slow in front of you, you can't pass even walking because there's snowbanks on either side. So Concord, and I mentioned this at two prior shows, the Concord DPW has done a great job, I think, in the roads and the sidewalks. You'd have to admit, right?
I can't complain, except I think they were, you know, looking for a place to dump their snow. It's usually right in front of my driveway.
Well, that's because your wife Ann wants you to have a workout, you know, breaking the front of the driveway.
Well, so it's working.
All right. So you are, as I said, and I wasn't using hyperbole. I mean, Shannon, in case everybody doesn't know, he's really well recognized both at the American Dental Association level and many other trade associations. And my only regret with Shannon, he's always flying somewhere to make a speech or to present at a conference. So every once in a while, when I go down looking for my buddy Shannon, he's in Chicago or even Korea or Japan. But that's how famous he is. So we thought today's topic, a lot of people hear about gum disease, and obviously we call it in the field periodontal disease. But I think let's really start with the basics with what causes gum disease.
Well, that's a great question, Tom. And I know some regular listeners may feel it's a bit of a broken record, but I think we can't talk enough about it. Well, what causes it? It's a bacterial disease. It's actually an infectious disease. It's not a normal process of aging, I think, as some people sometimes think it is. And by the way, not everybody has exactly the same risk for it. But what happens is that the bacteria in your mouth, everybody has different bacteria. Some people have the wrong mix. They have certain types of bacteria that tend to cause the disease, and then their immune system responds to those bacteria in a way that's more destructive than for other people. So it is a mix. It's both the reaction of the body to the bugs, but it's the bugs too. And if you have the right bugs, you may not get the disease. If your immune system is wired in a little bit different way, you may be more less likely to get it. But as it goes forward, what happens is as the body reacts, it creates enzymes that begin to break down the tissues that attach the teeth to the gums and then starts to break down the bone. And gum disease or periodontitis is the condition where the bone is affected. When it's only in the gums, it's the condition you've probably seen ads on TV that talk about gingivitis, and that's the first stage.
So if you have gingivitis, it could lead to periodontitis?
It could if all those conditions I described are right, or in this case, actually wrong. So if you have the types of bacteria that are more prone to contribute to gum disease and you have an immune system that responds more aggressively, then what for one person might just stay gingivitis or inflammation of the gums may start to progress to this other condition, periodontitis, which I think is perfectly okay to call it gum disease.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for speaking plain English. I feel like I have my dental degree hanging out with you, but in any event, I think this is a really interesting question, but also very important. I mean, what are the symptoms of gum disease, and can it be like silent so you don't even know you have it? And so if that's the case, I think you need to really do an extensive job explaining this.
Well, it's interesting because, gum disease is a chronic infectious disease. And like many chronic diseases, like heart disease, we don't always know, we don't always feel or aware of the symptoms. And in this case, what happens is that gum disease is almost always painless, unless you have, an acute abscess of the gums. It's painless. It doesn't hurt. But the signs to look for, one of the things is if your gums bleed chronically all the time when you brush your teeth or when you're eating or different times, that's kind of a sign you might have gum disease. Now, it could be gingivitis alone because it'll do that, but it's the first sign you look for. Are your tissues or your gums receding away from your teeth? Do you have any teeth that are loose? Are your teeth shifting in your mouth? Are they changing position? These can all be signs that in addition to the inflammation of the gums that's causing the bleeding, you may also be starting to have some bone loss. And then having an abscess like I just described, that's a sign too.
Now, I know one of the prior shows you said something really curious, but again, really informative, which is that obviously, everybody knows, you really shouldn't smoke. But ironically, if you do smoke, it could almost mask signs of gingivitis or periodontitis. Can you explain that?
Well, nicotine, which is, the active ingredient in tobacco smoke, causes blood vessels to constrict. And so because they do, patients who smoke, and the more they smoke, the more important this is, the gums don't bleed as readily, and they can be tight, and they can be what we call sclerotic, meaning they're kind of leathery. And so the result is that the teeth are firm in place, the gum tissues don't bleed as easily, and so it may be, in fact, but the gum disease process is still going on, so it may be that these individuals end up with more severe gum disease without having some of these signs and symptoms that are so are important.
So not only is cigarette smoking carcinogenic, it can also mask serious gum disease.
Well, it does more than mask it. It actually makes it progress more rapidly as well. So it's like, again, there's no winning formula for smoking.
Jeez.
And so just another piece of evidence, another piece of information that leads us to say that it's a bad lifestyle choice.
Now, Shannon, you and I have this great fellowship of listeners, and we have our top 10, oral health resolutions for 2015. That is still on the Northeast Delta Dental website, so I would encourage people to take a look at that because one of them, the obvious one, is, don't smoke. We've got a couple minutes before the commercial break. I think it's also very important if you can, and I know you're a scientist, so you'll carefully explain this, the linkage between gum disease and other oral health or other systemic health problems.
Okay. Well, because gum disease is an inflammatory disease, I said it was infectious. Remember, the thing that's causing the destruction is inflammation. Well, you have local inflammation. It puts inflammatory chemicals into the bloodstream. Well, some of these can actually contribute to the worsening of diseases like diabetes or heart disease, or even contribute to a greater risk for stroke. Now, gum disease doesn't cause stroke, doesn't cause heart disease, doesn't cause diabetes, but if you have these conditions, having gum disease can make them worse. And it can also influence the health of a baby and contribute to problem pregnancies.
So why don't we touch on, and then we'll go to commercial break, how does my dentist diagnose gum disease? And then that'll allow you an opportunity to talk about our great new program called Health Through Oral Wellness. So just start on it.
Okay. Well, the first thing that's important is you heard the magic word, and that's see your dentist. And seeing your dentist and the hygienist who's going to work with you and the dentist, and asking them, for, among other things, doctor, do I have gum disease? And if I don't, or I have gingivitis, what's my risk of developing future gum disease? I think it's very important that every individual have that conversation with their dentist. And I'm not saying your dentist isn't going to tell you, but I think having it, just being right up front about it, I think is pretty important.
Okay.
And I'll go in a minute. I'll go into that.
Oh, sure.
What
we
they
have
do to do it.
Perfect. And we have a great new program that's going to candidly transform oral health dental plan designs. And I really want to credit Dr. Mills. It's called Health Through Oral Wellness, or HOW. So Dr. Mills will explain that after commercial break. So Tom Raffio with Dr. Mills will return with more of Northeast Delta Dental. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Again, it's hard to believe it's March 14th and 15th. Last Sunday, we had a race at NHTI and 2 Delta called the Spring Ahead Race. You know, and our clocks are ahead now. It was a great 3-mile road race. A lot of my running friends like the 3-mile distance because oftentimes it gets posted as a 5K. When really a 5K is 3.1 miles, and Shannon knows this because he's very precise as a scientist. So people love the 3-mile distance because, you know, takes, I don't know, 30 to 40 seconds off your time. So you delude yourself into thinking that you're getting faster when it's not the case. But any event, so my running friends really enjoyed that race. And of course, St. Patrick's Day coming up, and there are many, many St. Patrick's Day themed races out there. Again, last week's show, we had Pawn from City Year, and I encourage you to get on the City Year website and consider going to Starry Starry Night, which is the chief fundraiser for that program, which is allowing mentors, very, very accomplished young people in their 20s, really to mentor the younger at-risk students in our Manchester grade schools. So if you want more information on that program and on the event called Starry Starry Night, just go on cityyear.org website. So with me is Dr. Mills. And Shannon, we were talking the linkages between gum disease and systemic health, and as well as what your dentist is looking for. So I think maybe you can start, if all of us in general probably go to a general dentist, no pun intended. So a general dentist might spot something, and can she or he take care of this, or does he or she outsource it to a specialist?
Well, of course, many of our listeners have been to the dentist and had a periodontal disease evaluation done, and it involves a couple of things: taking some x-rays to look at bone height, looking at the condition of the tissues, checking for bleeding. And also one of the things the dentist does, and sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable, is to take a little probe and check around the gum tissues, around the neck of the tooth, to check for depths of what we call pockets. And this is one of the indicators, along with the bone height. And this allows the dentist to make a diagnosis. It's also important to take a health history, because you can see things there. For example, if the patient also has diabetes, well, that can mean that the gum disease is going to progress more rapidly if not properly managed. That's the first step. And the dentist should be able to talk to you about these associations we've mentioned, about heart disease, about pregnancy, and about diabetes. And the hygienists are usually knowledgeable about this as well, and they can share that information to help you understand why it's important to manage your diabetes if you're at risk for gum disease or have gum disease, for example, or if you're having a baby.
Now, Shannon, if the gum disease has progressed maybe too far down the road, might a general dentist refer you to a specialist?
Right. Many general dentists can treat the first stages of gum disease in their offices. It's not uncommon if the disease is more has progressed farther, for the general dentist to make a referral after conversing and discussing this with the patient to a specialist called a periodontist, who specializes in gum diseases. But again, that's a conversation between you and your dentist. Some dentists are more comfortable managing periodontal disease, general dentists, and others are more comfortable doing referral. So I think it's a conversation you have to have. There's no right or wrong answer other than that the most severe cases are usually managed by periodontists.
There's no right or wrong answer. Are you thinking of running for political office? I don't want you to, because I still want you to work with me. Anyway, we know from statistics that the American Academy of Periodontology says that up to 30% of Americans may be genetically susceptible to gum disease. So in addition to obviously smoking cessation, what are some of the other things that we can do to, if you will, be proactively in preventing getting gum disease? Like, for example, does stress contribute to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Stress can lower your immune response. Now, in this case, it's a little bit of a heightened immune response, but it can make it more easy for the bacteria to grow. So certainly anything that affects your immune system, and stress certainly does, along with nutrition, can affect your susceptibility to gum disease. Genetics, as you say, is a big factor, but there's not much we can do because we missed that chance to choose our parents better.
You make me laugh. Looking at you, Shannon, you handsome man with beautiful teeth and beautiful gums, you must have a great boss that doesn't stress you up, because if you had been stressed out, you might have some gum issues, right? This is your great chance. We're doing your performance review soon. So.
Yes, of course, Tom.
Very good.
I'm sure genetics didn't play any role.
Absolutely. Okay. So I'm sure that there are probably two other things. One doesn't need really a big explanation, maintaining a well-balanced diet, but also talk about avoiding clenching and grinding your teeth.
Right. If you put a lot of stress on your teeth and they cause them to move around a lot, this is people who clench their teeth or grind their teeth, that can contribute. Now, it doesn't cause gum disease, but again, if you have it, it can make it worse. And that's one of the considerations that you have to look into. And the dentist, talk to your dentist about that as well, because there's some things they can do to perhaps help you with that.
So a dentist, and I'm not recommending this per se, but a dentist could say in a given case, to recommend a night guard or something?
Night guards are one solution. Sometimes dealing with the stress is an important factor in reducing, clenching and grinding, because sometimes it is related directly to stress. So typically it's maybe a combination of things that can contribute, and certainly using a protective mouth guard or night guard can be helpful.
And your wife Ann tells me you sleep soundly, so again, I must not be stressing you out. That's good. And maintaining a well-balanced diet, I mean, that's probably true for everything, but vitamin C and vitamin E and so forth, correct?
Right, just eating well and eating right.
Helps your immune system, right?
It does, absolutely. And staying fit probably works as well. I know you're a big advocate for fitness.
And we had many shows in January and February on that topic of, fitness and eating right. And I'm a big believer in you are what you eat. So let's switch gears. One of the reasons why we dragged you from the West Coast or Las Vegas, I don't know what you were doing in Las Vegas, but that's where we recruited you from, was to get some innovation into plan designs without boring my audience. A lot of plan designs, covering 100% preventative, 80% for fillings, and 50% for things like crowns with a $1,500 maximum. Basic plan designs have been around, for decades. We brought you in to really create a more innovative way of designing a plan. So you designed something called Health Through Oral Wellness, or HOW. So take us through that, both from a perspective of a dentist, but also if you have Delta Dental insurance and you're a subscriber whose employer has this program, how this all fits together?
Well, I was frustrated as a dentist for the fact that I had patients had risk of disease on a spectrum, some who have the right genes doing the right things. And by the way, I got to remember, I took it for granted that you all know that brushing and flossing still matter in periodontal disease and tooth decay. But people who aren't, you know, doing all the right things and have very low risk for disease, and they don't need as many services as others who may be on the other end of the spectrum and may not have been gifted with the genes that prevent protect against gum disease, or have other considerations. Maybe they're unable to brush as well as other people for, you know, disability reasons and so forth. But these people don't need the same dental care. But our plan designs traditionally, going back 40, 50 years, typically build around a central tendency. I mean, a one-size-fits-all philosophy. And by the way, it works for a lot of people, but it's not really managing the problem for others. So I said, how can we change that dynamic? And the way we decided to do it, by working with some other really smart people, is to build a system that allows us to take the individual risk, the dentist to enter information about a patient that generates a risk profile, which is different from diagnosis, by the way. Diagnosis is saying you have gum disease or you have tooth decay. Risk is saying, what is the likelihood that I'm going to develop or that what I have is going to get worse in terms of gum disease or tooth decay? And then building a set of benefits that are matched back to what the experts in treating gum disease and tooth decay say are the best treatments and preventive services that are available. So we build a package. That's not just what it is, but how often it's delivered, like cleanings or fluoride varnish treatments. How often are they provided, and to what ages? And we've changed that. We've broken that old paradigm. And now, basically, if a patient can go to the dentist, have this information entered, if you're a Delta Dental patient, and your employer group has adopted this program we call Health Through Oral Wellness, and a third thing, you've registered for the HOW program, we can get you a package of benefits that's matched to your needs, not just the one-size-fits-all that we've traditionally given.
So to put it in layman's term, perhaps, the two cleanings a year that you and I have described before was really a creation of toothpaste companies, Colgate and so forth, to get people to the dentist twice a year. And as you point out, twice a year is probably a good benchmark. It works probably for most of us. But for some of us, you know, we may need three cleanings a year. And for some other people, maybe once every 2 years. So if I'm a Delta Dental subscriber, do I go on the Health Through Oral Wellness website and register? And then what do I do from there?
Well, if you go on the website, you can do two things. One of those, we really encourage you to register for the program. If you do that, we're asking you to give us your email address. And if you want a text number, and we will provide you with a periodic, brief, hopefully entertaining information to help you remind you about important aspects of oral health. You'll also, if you've registered and you go to your dentist, the dentist, and you do have higher risk, and actually we hope you don't need the extra benefits, to be honest. We hope you don't. If you do, though, you may be able to get them. Again, your employer has to offer the program.
And your dentist, and you've done a great job in getting dentists to register for Health Through
Oral Wellness. Well, we've been giving away, basically as public service, this risk assessment, electronic digital risk assessment tool that the dentist can use. So we determined that it was in the best interest of the profession and the public to make this available to everyone. And they can use it on any patient. You don't have to be a Northeast Delta Dental insured individual for the dentist to do the evaluation, do the risk assessment. However, only Delta Dental insured members are eligible for the benefits because it's
But this is why I call you the Bill Gates of dental insurance. You're setting the standard. Well, we've done it. We've spent 25 minutes without talking about cosmetic dentistry. So thank you, Dr. Mills. Tom Raffio with Dr. Mills will return on March 21st and 22nd. Thank you.